He says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Now there, if I've ever seen a place where Jesus is telling you that heavenly joy is different than earthly joy, there it is. He said, happy are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. You know what that is? That's the joy of the Lord. Have you ever known somebody who had absolutely nothing in this world to be happy about and yet they were happy all the time? They had less than anybody you knew. They had circumstances beyond compare, and yet they were always happy. Every time you saw them, they were saying, praise God. Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. You say, what's wrong? Why didn't she come to the real world, you know? She has found the real world. She has found the real world. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, he says. For great is your reward in heaven. Please don't miss that one. Did you know that in heaven you will be rewarded for everything on earth that you have done in the name of Jesus, even to giving a cup of cold water? If you just gave a cup of cold water to somebody in Jesus' name, he said, when you get there, you're going to get rewarded for that. You say, well, Pastor, how are those rewards going to be? I don't know. I don't know how he's going to do that, but you know what? I know he's going to do that. Ray Byron. She's not here, so I can say this. Ray Byron is one of the ladies in our church that has done the bookkeeping for our church for the last 11 years and never has had a nickel for doing that. She has spent hundreds and thousands of hours. She has been our budget when we had no budget. She has done what only God knows. And I said to her yesterday, I said, Ray, you know what? I said, I was thinking about you this week. And I was thinking, when you get up before Jesus and He gives you your reward, you just expect to hear somebody in the back screaming their head off. That's going to be me. I said, when you get your reward, I am going to scream. I am going to be saying, she laughed so hard. Never heard her laugh so hard. I said, I'm telling you the truth. Great is your reward in heaven. _ in heaven. Folks, there's going to be rewards waiting there. And then he said, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. I want to read to you. Close your Bibles now. I'm going to read Hebrews 12:1 from the Living Bible to you. This is so beautiful. What do you know about Hebrews 11? Who's mentioned in Hebrews 11? All the people of faith, right? All those great men of faith are all mentioned in Hebrews 11. Now, here's how chapter 12 starts from the Living Bible. Since we have such a huge crowd of men of faith, talking about those people in 11, watching us from the grandstands, talking about heaven, let us strip off anything that slows us down or holds us back, and especially those sins that wrap themselves so tightly around our feet and trip us up. And let us run with patience the particular race that God has set before us. I'd like to ask you at the close of this service this morning to think about your life 100 years from today. What are you going to be occupied with 100 years from today? How important will the things that seem so important to you today seem then? Let's bow our heads together, shall we? Raul, do you know, turn your eyes upon Jesus? Hallelujah. Father, we bow before you right now in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that has just bathed our hearts today. Oh, Holy Spirit, we appreciate you so much. We pray that you'll do your work right now, Lord, all around this room, in every heart and in every life. Do your work. In Jesus' name, while our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, I wonder how many in this room today know that God is talking to you. You need to get rid of the sin and the bondage that's in your life. And you want to do that today. You want to surrender your life to Jesus completely. But you need somebody to help you pray that prayer. Will you raise your hand up high anywhere in this room? Raise it up high anywhere in this room. Oh, blessed Jesus. How many Christians feel like the Holy Spirit has really